our mountains, the blue skies, the seafront and our terraces, our delicious food and wine, our historic sites and stunning architecture. Our locals are waiting for you. Catalonia is your home. Visit us. For more information, go to discovercatalonia.com. Bienvenidos. Benvinguts. Hi, I'm Marta from Viva Spanish Academy. Hola, soy Marta de Viva Spanish Academy. Today, we are going to look at the difference between por and para. These two prepositions get mistaken often, and understanding the difference between por and para can be very difficult. Let's look at por. Por shows cause. For example, por la lluvia cancelaron el recital. Because of the rain, the recital was cancelled. Great! Now, let's look at para. We use para to show purpose, an end goal. For example, la tijera es para cortar papel. The scissors are for cutting paper. And that was it for today. I hope this video was useful. Stay tuned for more videos and find out more at vivaspanish.com. Adios!